He's going to play 10, 15 years and be the top guy at his position in his league.
Fellow told me, well, Webb Masterson pitched in the American League back in the whole few years before you played, said that the stars you see in the majors are not necessarily the best players, but they're the survivors.
They're the survivors, and they've got mental skills that match their physical skills. To me, that the mental aspect is the thing that comes in to play more and more, especially when you get to the upper echelon of mm-hmm. basic players.
Each step is a little bit more stressful on that part of you. What is your opinion? Now, in retrospect, obviously, I think everybody's going to give the same answer on this, but what is your opinion, or what was your opinion of the bonus rule?
Well, I like the rule. I felt that I could play in the major leagues, and I think that putting the requirement that the player stay 2 years in the major leagues was a necessary one at the time. Before the draft, I think they had to put some limitation on the players, because there were teams out there who could simply outspend you, and it was a way to make the thing a little more fair. You know, the
mm-hmm.
team wasn't in existence at the time, and it seemed to me the fairest way to do it. I'm glad that they changed it, and I'm glad I was able to go back and play in the minor leagues. But under the circumstances, you know, with some clubs in big markets with big money to spend, they could simply go tie up all the players, give them big money, and send them to the minor leagues and basically make a mockery
mm-hmm.
of scouting and the whole process of signing and developing players.
Were you aware of any cheating on the bonus? This was highly rumored at the time. It's still rumored now. In fact, one of the boys I think you probably play with, and maybe he was a year or two before you, Walter Struwe, it was pretty well accepted, although nobody has ever proven it, that he received money, you know, more than the $4,000, but still was able to go to the minors. Were you aware of any of this or heard rumors of it?
I heard those stories, too, and heard those rumors. No one ever approached me and offered me that kind of a deal. But I heard the stories and heard the rumors. But, you know, I can't verify it either. I do know that no one that I talked to offered me that kind of a deal.
Well, I don't think that there's going to be anything ever proved
and
there.
I talked to a lot of ball clubs.
Uh-huh.
I really did.
It's a good story, maybe well overrated also. Well, going back to age 20, same situation that you were, and not knowing that the rule was going to be rescinded, they offer you the money. Would you would do this all again?
Yes, I would. I felt confident I'd go back and get my last year of college. I felt I could play at the major league level. I wanted to get started playing. I just hit 400 in the Big Ten. I didn't know what else I could prove. You know, I could have gone back to college and sprained an ankle, tore up a knee, hurt my shoulder, who knows what all. And I was very comfortable with the fact that I would have wanted to sign. But it had to be a major league contract. I did not want to sign a minor league contract.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong at the time, but looking back on my mindset at that time, I just felt I could play at the major league level, and I wasn't about to take a minor league contract.
Mm-hmm.
But when they changed the rule, I scurried back to the minors happily, because I got a taste of the major league, and I knew very well that I had to polish up my skills a little bit.
Well, you polished them pretty well. You were one of the more successful ones. You had as good a years in there. Well, you weren't a K-line or a Killebrew, but you had a couple of pretty good years.
Yeah, I can't complain about that. Fortunately, the coaching and the managing aspect of it, I had more success at that. And I'm very happy with my career in baseball. And obviously, I love the game, or I wouldn't, chose to stay in.
I've been a life out of it.
It's been very good to me.
That's good. Steve, I really appreciate your time. If a book comes of this, and I don't know if it will because they're hard to get published, but if it does, it's probably going to be at least a year and a half or 2 years down the road. Before anything is printed, do you want to see the part of it that
I don't have a problem with anything I've said, and
okay.
I don't think it's a problem.
Okay, a lot of fellows I don't ever want to be accused of misquoting somebody. I've never done it on purpose, anyhow.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Okay. Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate your time very, very much. If I have more questions, can I contact you again?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know if I will.
Just contact the Dodgers. They can. They used to get word to me. I call in every day, and if you've called and you try and track me down, I'll get back to you.
Okay, Steve. Thank you very much.
The number with the Dodgers is area code 213 224.
My pen's not writing. Doggone it. Okay, there it goes. 224.
1431.
1431.
And that's the minor league operations, and just tell them that you've got a message to leave for me, that if I'm not in the office, would I please return your call?
Okay, great.
All right.
I really do appreciate this. Thank you very much, Steve.
You're quite all right, Ben.
Good luck with the Dodgers.
Thank you.
Okay, good night.